lovelies, and welcome or welcome back to a Teens POV. It's wonderful to see you here. I hope you're having a great day and happy new year. We have finally made it out of 2021, going into 2022, and not gonna lie, it kind of feels exactly the same. Honestly, I think that it doesn't really start feeling like a new year, at least for me, until you start school, get stuck into things. But I hope everyone's having a wonderful time off during this Christmas New Year period. And I hope we've all started with our New Year's resolutions, which is actually what I was going to get into today. Before I talk about that, if you're new here, in A Teen's POV, we discuss the raw reality of modern teenage life through all its ins and outs. And today, we're going to be talking about the kind of taboo topic of New Year's resolutions, but not in a boring way. I'm going to be talking about why people generally find it hard to stick to their New Year's resolutions, and also some broader topics like the history of change and why we're actually kind of programmed, our brains are programmed to resist change, most of the time at least, and how familiarity plays into how we achieve our goals and how we set our goals, and why sometimes we can fall behind what we set. So yeah, basically the psychology of goal setting. And growth through discomfort is another one as well. Because you might have heard that you're not growing if you're not comfortable, which we will get into. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, stick around. And also, before we get started, I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who's listened. And I say this every episode, but that's not going to stop me from being grateful. So I'm so grateful for everyone who listens, everyone who's only discovered this podcast now. I'm grateful for you. And I'm also grateful for everyone who's been here since episode one. And also thank you to all of those of you who have reached out and openly shown support, because I really appreciate that. And don't forget to, I'll probably remind you at the end of the episode too, but don't forget to leave me a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. But I also did see something on Spotify now. So I think there's and I know most of you are listening on Spotify. So I think there's a five-star thing where you can just literally just tap a star out of five. And it literally takes one tap of a finger. So I'd really appreciate if you could do that. I'm sure it helps. I don't know, but I'm sure it does help. Anyway, on to the episode. So first, I'd like to present you with an analogy. So we know it's a new year, it's 2022, and it gives a lot of people motivation to change things about themselves, and that's how New Year's resolutions came in. And if we actually track back to when the Gregorian calendar was actually made, or before that, time was counted very differently. But I guess in the modern society that we're living in now, that's our new year. Our new year is on January the 1st. And actually, I've seen that it's different in different countries as well. They celebrate their new years in different days on different countries, which I found very interesting. But basically, it's scientifically speaking, the Earth has gone one full lap or almost a full lap around the sun. But usually this gives people the motivation to start something new or change themselves or become a new version of themselves. And they say that, but it could be any time. That's what I want to make clear, is that yes, we take it as a reason to reinvent ourselves, but really, we can do this at any time in our lives. Just either we don't know how to start or we don't have any really good reason to, until New Year rolls around again. But I see it as a spring cleaning. That's what I kind of went off topic, but the analogy that I was going to present you with is that it's like spring cleaning. This annual clean out and refurbishing that everyone does. And I've learned through various experiences that often we have to let go of the old to invite the new. And I think that's the first and most important step of them all, and why people usually don't know where to start, is because when you spring clean, or the whole point of spring cleaning, because I don't know if people actually do that, but like, you need to clean out your room, your house, your space in order to physically make space for new things. And that just goes without saying, like, if you've grown out of clothes or you don't really fit into them anymore aesthetically, or you don't really like them anymore, you give them away, or you don't keep them in your wardrobe, you'd give them away, and then there's room for new clothes to come in. And the same thing happens, I want to say energetically, for lack of a better word, with the people we spend our time with the habits that we have, with the things that we do every single day, or even the thoughts that we have. We need to learn to acknowledge, tame, reflect, and let go of these things before we can reinvent ourselves, before we can invite new parts of ourselves, before we can nourish new parts of ourselves. And for example, with friends, I'm sure I've talked about this in many episodes, but in friends, if there's people that you don't really align with anymore, or people that have changed, because we're all changing. You're not the same person that you were yesterday. We're always, always changing. So if you fall out of like alignment with people, that's okay. You don't need to hold on to people forever, you know? Same with places, same with past experiences as well, especially past experiences. Because when we relive our old memories, we're not staying in the present moment. And how can we become a better version of ourselves or become the person that we want to be if we're still holding on to those past memories of who we used to be? And yes, as human beings, we're always constantly changing, but especially as children or as teenagers, that's when we grow the most. Because, well, when you think about it, there's a very big age difference, or like maturity difference, between a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. Right? But there's not as much of a big maturity difference between a 23-year-old and a 26-year-old. And I think that just goes to show how much children are, like, children are growing at such an accelerated pace, and not just physically, it's like mentally as well. And I think as teenagers, we're kind of grappling for who we are still, and I guess even as adults as well, but I think as teenagers especially, because there are so many little moments of independence that we might not have had in the past, that kind of allow us to find ourselves in a way that we haven't before. And the new year is the perfect opportunity to do something like that, or to find something else that we like, or to find a new part of us. Now, another thing I wanted to touch on is the saying, new year, new me. And everyone says it and whatever, but what does it actually mean? And how can we cultivate the version of ourselves that we aspire to be? And like I said before, as teenagers and young adults, we often take pieces of personalities and personas that we think are cool or suit us and don them like we do our clothes every day. And we might not even realize it. Like, most of the time, it's all subconscious. Whether it's like a character that you read in a book, or someone that you see in a movie or on TV, or an older sibling that you're fond of, or even your parents. But I think that's also why people get so, protective about the media that their children are consuming, because they know that children are like sponges and just absorb everything that they see. And of course, as we grow older and as teenagers, we have a little more of a filter, but our brains are still developing. Our prefrontal cortexes don't harden until the age of 25, I think it is. Don't quote me on that, but it's something like that. So basically, our brains are still developing, as mature as we might feel at the moment. But the most exciting part about growing and being young is establishing who you are as a person. And not to say that you can't do this when you're older, but I just don't think that there's as much breathing room and frivolity that you have as you're a kid when you're older. And by the time you're, I think it's 35. By the time you're 35, most of who you are as a person has already been established and developed. So we still have a lot of growing room and changing room to do. So it might not be a blank canvas, but we're still all malleable. So don't think that you can't change who you are right now. And that is quite empowering as well. I know that a lot of people are thinking about it, or it's been brought to a lot of people's awareness at the moment because it is a new year, but this is something that we can do all the time. Now, with new beginnings, it's a new year, it's a new beginning, right? And like I said before, it gives us motivation to reinvent ourselves. And it's like that stereotype that you see in the movies where they move places, or they move to a new town or country or whatever, and they act like a completely different person and blend into this new personality seamlessly. So, but in reality, it's not what actually happens. Yes, like I explained before, it's how we find what we like and we don't like. But when we do strive for better, most find themselves falling back into their old selves. Why? Well, most of the time, it's because that's the way our brains have been programmed. And it's whether these habits that we fall back into are good for us or not, they're always going to feel familiar. And familiarity is something that we as human beings crave, something that we feel comfortable with. It's the reason why people love watching the same movie over and over again, even if they can quote every line off by heart. It's because it feels familiar and it feels comfortable. But here's the thing, here's the catch. That's why we don't like it when things change. That's why it's hard for us to fall out of habits and to fall out of who we're so used to being, because our minds crave familiarity. With New Year's resolutions, I'm sure we all have ours, or if we haven't made them official, we might have at least thought about them. That is the reason they usually don't stick. And most of the time, it's good to find a motivator to help you keep going. Like, it kind of serves as like the light at the end of the tunnel. Being able to know why you're doing something is the reason you'll keep going and is the reason you'll keep doing something. And that's what always helps with me, at least. Even with this podcast, I could have stopped a lot of times, but I knew what I was getting myself into. And the day that I made my first episode, I actually wrote out my intention and the reason why I wanted to do this and why I would keep doing this. And that's why I've kept going. But in the end, that part of us that craves familiarity is our ego. And everyone has an ego, the part of ourselves that was fashioned to ensure survival on this planet. But are we here to survive or are we here to live? And naturally, that part of us, our ego, gravitates towards what is familiar, but not necessarily for the highest benefit. Like I said before, and it takes 66 days to make a habit automatic, but that might well be the most grueling 66 days you've experienced, depending on sheer willpower and how deeply established the habit is. And another thing as that serves as a motivator is specificity, which is the key to this lock of familiarity and breaking out of old habits that you don't want to continue anymore, or even just starting new habits. And you might have heard this before, but it's always our minds, when they see tasks written out on a to-do list, if they're vague, it seems harder to do. So we need to plan out everything out very specifically, or set a time limit to it. So say, for example, you wanted, like, your New Year's resolution was to work out every day, because that seems to be pretty across the board. And say that you've never actually worked out before. You can't really just say, my New Year's resolution is to work out every day, and then just not do anything about it afterwards, and then look at that New Year's resolution every single day and think, oh no, I'll do it tomorrow, and then I'll do it tomorrow. But here's the thing, here's the reason also, procrastination. This is the root of procrastination as well. If you maybe take a day to go to the gym, scope out what you're going to do and plan out exactly what you're going to do when you get there, you're far more likely to actually go there and do it the next day and the day after that and the day after that. And another thing that you could do with New Year's resolutions is having friends that you have similar resolutions with, because that way you have someone to hold you accountable. And accountability is key as well. Or you could keep track, because we like to see progress. We like to see progress. And this kind of ties into my next thing that I wanted to talk about, which is goal setting versus New Year's resolutions. Because everyone talks about them as if they're two different things, but really they're the same thing. It's just that New Year's resolutions seem to be more commonly rehearsed and widespread, and have, like, they come around annually, so that's why. And it's less It's less vague. Goal setting is more vague, but New Year's resolutions, there's a specific time. And what did I talk about before about specificity? That's why it's more common. But no, it's progress as well. Our brain loves to see progress. So we could write down the smallest little things on a to-do list, and the moment we check it off, our brain actually gets a hit of dopamine from it. And it might be the smallest thing, but productivity seems to be something that makes us feel better about ourselves, makes us feel useful. But also, I'm not going to rant about this in this episode, but also seems to be very, almost too highly valued by today's society. You know, hustle culture is real. And we need to find balance. I think it's all about balance as well. A big part that comes with the new year, though, is not just New Year's resolutions and new year, new me, but growth. It's about growth. And at least I can say for myself that I've had a lot of old versions of myself that today I would never identify as. Like, even looking at my, I can't really say 2021 self because that was a matter of days ago, but looking at myself in 2022, I could say that I'm a very, very different person from even just barely a year ago. Well, a year ago, yeah. And I think that the key to this is letting go of discomfort. Because I did say before, if you're comfortable, you're not growing. And they are called growing pains for a reason. Everyone has varying levels of grit. But if I can do it, then so can anyone. And I'm not saying that you should just completely let go of everything. But it's acknowledging that you feel uncomfortable to an extent. It needs to be to an extent. But if you feel, think about, okay, let's do some reflection. Think about every single time someone has said something mean to you, or you felt upset or angry about something. And then think about yourself afterwards, after you shed all of those tears, after you felt all of that pain. Didn't you feel lighter? Didn't it feel like there was a weight lifted off of you? And didn't you become stronger? Because I know that myself in maybe, I think it was year five, yeah. I remember I used to care so, so much about what everyone thought about me, what everyone was saying about me. And someone came to me, and I mean, I'm going into year 11 now. So the fact that I remember exactly what they said, or that I remember this moment, says about how much it actually impacted me. But I remember one of my so-called friends coming up to me and saying, "Dear, don't tell them that I told you this, but those girls over there, they were talking about you and they said that you're really annoying." And honestly, if someone came and said that to me today, I'd be like, "Oh, well, tell them I said thanks." Like, I really don't care what other people's opinions of me are, because opinions are subjective, not objective. And what they think about me doesn't make me who I am. Of course, I'm going to take constructive criticism, but there's a level to which you take everything. So I know that I've grown so much since then, and I was hurt. I was hurt by those words. But over the years, people have said so much to me, done so much to me, or treated me in ways that I never would have treated them. But in the end, it only helped me grow and it only helped me become desensitized towards it. And that's what I mean by if you're comfortable, you're not growing. Because it also kind of comes back to the saying, no pain, no gain. And obviously, take everything I say with a grain of salt. Take everything anyone says with a grain of salt, for that matter. But this is just my experience with it. And you need to have that healthy balance, always, always. But if we don't get hurt, I guess we never really learn. And if we're not ever, if we're not ever sad, if we're not ever upset, if we're not ever angry, then we'll never be able to appreciate the joyous moments that we do have. And that's the most important thing to remember when we do feel uncomfortable with this maybe new skin that we're trying on, or maybe this new perspective that we're seeing the world through, or these new people that we're trying to meet and make friends with, or these new passions that we're trying to pursue that we might not be so good at the moment. With all of those things. Because yes, obviously we will get better. And that's how we grow. And that's the whole point of, at least for me, that's the whole point of New Year's resolutions, is for us to nurture ourselves as people and grow as people and have a better impact on everyone else that we see as well. That brings us to the reflection questions for this episode. So, I want you to ask yourself, what are the smaller daily steps that I can take towards my New Year's resolution? What do I need to let go of to make room for what I want to invite? What's one thing I can improve on in 2022? And can I just reiterate the whole specificity is key thing? Because let me tell you, the more specific you are, the more clear a vision you have of what you want, the easier it is for you to get where you want to go. And that brings us to the end of this episode. That is the very first episode for 2022. So thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at dear.bengra and leave a review on Spotify with the five little star things or on Apple Podcasts. And please do not hesitate to ask me any questions, ask me for future episodes. And make sure you follow me on Instagram because that is where I will be asking for episode ideas, if I ever do. And let me know what you think as well, because I would love to have a conversation with some of you guys. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I also just, one last thing. I just wanted to say that I am amazed by how diverse my audience actually is. It is so cool that, actually, I'm going to go through and I'm going to count how many countries that I see on my, like, out of my listeners. 28 countries. That is insane to me. So thank you so much. And also, one last housekeeping thing before we finish. I actually applied for video podcasts on Spotify. And I know that you guys are, most of you are listening on Spotify. So if you wanted to see me add like a video segment or add visuals to this podcast, it's all new to me. So I don't really know how it works yet, but if that's something that you wanted me to do, feel free to let me know, and I might actually just experiment with that. So thank you again. That is the end of this episode, and I can't wait to see you again in the next episode of A Teen's POV. Bye.